U.S. greater than immigration revokes work permit of Rehan Kabir, man in Al Jazeera video, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Immigration revokes work permit of Rehan Kabir, man in Al Jazeera video news. Malaysia's first pet pharmacy lets you buy medicine and supplements for your furry friends. Immigration revokes work permit of Rehan Kabir, man in Al Jazeera video. Woman loves her bantal busuk so much, she made it a VIP guest at her own wedding. PDRM identified 532 individuals who failed to attend their second COVID-19 screening. Hong Kong faces third wave of COVID-19 with at least 20 new cases. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Mashiach. Here's what happened. Muji files for bankruptcy in the USA. Dr. Noor Hisham poses next to inspiring mural dedicated to Malaysia's heroes. People Features Lifestyle, Sunway Pyramid Ice is reopening on the 11th of July 2020. Roti Kanai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade, here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. MD Rehan Kabir, the man featured in Al Jazeera's controversial documentary, has had his work permit revoked by the Malaysian Immigration Department. This was confirmed by the IGP, Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur. This latest update regarding the documentary titled, Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown. In Al Jazeera's 101 East segment was reported by Harian Metro Today who contacted the IGP regarding the matter. Abdul Hamid Badur was quoted of saying, therefore, he, Rehan Kabir, must surrender to the authorities before being deported back to his home country. Previously, Bernama has reported that the Director General of Immigration, Datuk Khairul Dazaimi Dodd, saying that any foreigners who make damaging statements about Malaysia may risk having their passes revoked. Back in 6 July 2020, the immigration head stressed that the Immigration Department strongly warns all foreigners, especially the long-term pass holders such as student pass, temporary employment pass, residence pass and others to be careful when making any statement. They are facing the risk of revocation of their passes and will be required to leave the country immediately if the statement is inaccurate and aimed at damaging Malaysia's image. The Immigration Department has since asked for the public's assistance to locate MD Rehan Kabir, who made some bold statements in Al Jazeera's documentary. His accusations have been refuted by Malaysian authorities and Rehan is now needed for assistance in an investigation under the Immigration Act 1959/63. Source, Al Jazeera YouTube. At the time of writing, the documentary has garnered a whopping 331,000 dislikes on YouTube, in comparison to its 6,900 likes from a total of 1.6 million views. Furthermore, the comments section of the YouTube video are turned off. Thankfully, our comments section on Facebook is always turned on, so feel free to share your thoughts with us regarding the matter there. Also read, 7 updates Malaysians should know about the Al Jazeera controversy.
Source,
Finance Twitter.
Source,
YouTube source, Bernama Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.